first vice president, Dr. Rick McCarthy, and Madam Angelina, the Minister of Defense and Veterans Affairs, are in Juba in their residence. They have self-quarantined after they were tested positive, although they had no symptoms for coronavirus. But they have self-quarantined in accordance with the guidelines from the Minister of Health. And they are in good health in their residence in Juba. They have not been evacuated to anywhere. They are in the country, in Juba, and in their residence. So the fake news that circulated on social media was followed.
We also wanted to find out from you, he is now under self-isolation as per the rules directed by the Minister of Health. What impact is it having on the implementation of the peace process of 2018?
Well, actually, in general, coronavirus or COVID-19 has imposed itself as a priority among priorities, although it was not among the chapters or articles of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. But it has imposed itself as a priority, not only in South Sudan, but across the world. Yes, it has affected the implementation of the peace agreement in some way. Because, first of all, it is the healthy and the living that are supposed to be implementing the peace agreement. And when this coronavirus has come across, it has diverted some of the attention from the leadership so that there is my focus on fighting this COVID-19 disease. The focus is there, and energy is there, and even resource-wise also. Some resources which were supposed to be, for the implementation of some of the provisions in the agreement have been diverted also to fighting this coronavirus. But the implementation is going on when possible. For example, there are mechanisms that are still working and have been working on issues of security arrangements and others. So, yes, the implementation of the agreement is going on, but I would acknowledge that it has been affected by this coronavirus.
The immediate negotiation was on the issue of the appointment of the governance of the states, the state allocation, and now that the first vice president is isolating himself because of COVID-19, do you have any knowledge whether the first vice president appointed some senior members of the SPLM to continue negotiating with the IG?
Actually, the issue of the state was supposed to be over. Actually, on the part of the SPLMIO, the leadership of the SPLMIO submitted even names of would-be nominees for the governorship of the state, which was supposed to be allocated to the SPLM-IO. And this happened on the same day the cabinet was announced just a month ago. These business are still there in front of His Excellency the President, and this has been the position of the SPLM-IO, and it has been communicated to His Excellency even in the meetings of the presidency. There is no negotiation going on because on the part of the SPLM-IO, they have committed what they have and should have been their allocation. So, but if there is a need for further communication between the leaders, let's say between His Excellency the President and the first Vice President, being the Chairperson and Commander-in-Chief of the SPLM-IO, this can be done also, I think, because it cannot be affected by the fact that the first vice president has been quarantined in his residence. This does not need movement between them. They can use other means to communicate this. Yeah. But as far as I know, the submission has been done by the leadership of the SPLM-IO.